Hillside.
Live, on air, online and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, police are investigating the circumstances surrounding the sudden death of a man in Strabane. New figures have revealed that over 500 young people in Donegal are in long-term unemployment. 9 former ILEX employees have received a substantial six-figure settlement after bringing legal action against the Northern Ireland executive. And Donegal is one of the counties leading the way in water conservation. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferriter. First news, police are investigating the circumstances surrounding the sudden death of a man in Strabane. The man's body was discovered in a house in the Derrick Villas area of the town shortly after 9 o'clock yesterday morning. Police say at this stage they do not believe a crime has been committed, but are trying to establish the exact circumstances. Detective Inspector Connor McStravick says a police presence will remain at the scene until the investigation has concluded. A post-mortem examination is due to take place to determine the cause of death. The sister of one of the OMA bombing victims says survivors and victims' families have been let down by the Irish government. It comes as they prepare to mark the 20th anniversary of the bomb attack that killed 29 people. However, neither the Taoiseach nor the North Secretary of State are due to attend, with Business Minister Heather Humphreys representing the Irish government. Speaking to Northern Sound News today, Cat Wilkinson, whose brother Aidan died in the bomb, said survivors and families have been let down by politicians on both sides of the border in their quest to find answers and those responsible.
In particular, the Irish government have very much let us down, with the Taoiseach and the Kenny promising that we would have our truth into OMA, and then for a long time refusing to meet with the families. Leo Vadker has not committed to meeting with the families ever since he's come in. So it's very disappointing, and in the north as well.
The trade union NIPSA says it wants to restore the reputations of 9 former ILEX employees who have received a substantial six-figure settlement after bringing legal action against the Northern Ireland executive. They brought the action for unfair dismissal after being made redundant when ILEX was shut down in 2016. The Northern Ireland Executive Office said it had settled the claims without admission of liability. ILEX was established in 2003 to regenerate the former army bases at Ebrington and Fort George, but was shut down in 2016 amid claims that not enough investment had been delivered. NIPSA Assistant Secretary Tony McMullen says it's important that the contribution they made to the city and the region is recognised.
They did such things in ILEX as the construction of the Peace Bridge, transformed Ebrington Square, delivered the UK City of Culture and other things. And despite all that, the decision was taken that they should be dismissed. If anybody's made redundant, the whole point about redundancy is it means the work is redundant, so therefore the employers don't work for a person. But actually what happened in this case was the work carried on. The staff were made redundant, but the work carried on being undertaken by OFM, DFM, now the Executive Office. So in our view, that was clearly that should have been what's called a chippy transfer, which means that if a work transfers, then the staff transfer from the work from one employer to the next. That didn't happen. So the basis of our case was that the people were unfairly dismissed because they weren't allowed to transfer with the work.
From your point of view now, your members and their colleagues have received this settlement. It's been acknowledged that they were unfairly dismissed. Where to now for them?
There's been an agreed decision, and we've got a financial settlement for them. And whilst that goes some small way to recompense them, it doesn't give them their jobs back, and it doesn't give them their reputation back. And we want to try and get the reputation established. ILEX is obviously gone, but we would like to ensure that the legacy of ILEX can live on. A lot of the things that I mentioned earlier on are things to be cherished, and our members should feel very proud of what they've achieved and not feel in any way tarnished by the fact that they were unfairly dismissed.
The HSE has been asked to identify where there is room for more beds to increase hospital capacity. Health Minister Simon Harris says it's something that can be done to address overcrowding in the short term. He's defended the Sláinte Care report, which some have criticised for being a plan for the future without any action now. Minister Harris says there needs to be a mix of long and short term planning.
Things need to happen now. My focus is twofold in relation to the issue of access now. One is trying to increase capacity within the health service. So we are continuing to open more hospital beds. I have asked the HSE to identify where within the health service is there physical space for more hospital beds now, whilst we're planning on building new wings onto hospitals and extending them, because we know that takes time. So is there physical space within some of our hospitals that we can utilise now?
New figures have revealed that over 500 young people in Donegal are in long-term unemployment. Figures from the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection show that 555 people in Donegal under the age of 26 are in receipt of Job Seekers Allowance, Job Seekers Benefit, or are signing for credits for 12 months or more. The National Youth Council of Ireland is now calling for more investment in access to apprenticeships to help cut long-term youth unemployment. Daniel Meister is Communications Manager with the National Youth Council of Ireland.
The number of young people under 26, long-term unemployed in Donegal, is over 500 young people. So there are 555 young people, according to the latest figures from the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection. And that figure then is almost 9,000 long-term unemployed young people nationally. So in response to this, the National Youth Council is calling for the development of an investment in an access to apprenticeships programme. I suppose this is to support young people with fewer opportunities and qualifications. So overall, in our pre-budget 2019 submission, we are calling for a range of costed measures which we feel will reduce that 9,000 figure by half. So one of those costed measures which will help, we hope, those 555 long-term unemployed young people in Donegal is a 2 million investment in an access to apprenticeships programme. It's very welcome that recently there has been an increase in the number of apprenticeships available, and I suppose the areas and range of apprenticeships that are out there in areas such as animation, horticulture and healthcare. But I suppose what's very important is that these long-term unemployed young people don't get left behind. That's why we're proposing this 2 million investment in an access to apprenticeships programme.
Donegal is one of the counties leading the way in water conservation. It's emerged that metered households in the county had one of the lowest average consumption levels in the country in 2016. Meanwhile, new CSO figures also show that in 2016, leaks in water systems across Ireland meant 1% of metered customers used a quarter of the country's total water supply. Donal Kavanagh reports.
Figures released by the Central Statistics Office have revealed that fewer than 1% of metered households used a quarter of all water supplied by Irish Water in 2016. That figure is being largely blamed on widespread leaks in water systems across the country. Households in Dublin 24 were found to use the most water in 2016, on average 569 litres of water per household per day. Donegal households used around 300 litres, one of the lowest figures in the country. The national average was 351 litres per household per day.
The countdown is on for major strike action by healthcare workers. Thousands of Section 39 care workers across the country, whose organisations rely on HSE grant aid and funding, are looking for pay restoration. They took cuts 10 years ago and haven't had them reversed, unlike other health sectors. Workers say they were due a 1% increase in January and 1% in October. Police and the family of missing Derry man Martin Cromlett are becoming increasingly concerned for his welfare. The 26-year-old hasn't been in touch with his family since Saturday last. They say this is very out of character for him. Martin is described as 6'1" in height, of a slim build with brown hair. Anyone with information regarding his whereabouts is asked to contact police on 101. Ryanair's Irish-based pilots say they're more determined than ever as they strike for a fifth day. Crucial talks with industrial relations expert Kieran Mulvey will take place in Dublin on Monday aimed at resolving the dispute. The airline's been forced to cancel 400 flights across Europe, with pickets also underway in Germany, Sweden, Belgium and the Netherlands. Bernard Harbour from the trade union Forza is hoping a deal can be reached.
despite the fact we've been at this a month now, the resolve of the pilots has strengthened. And I think the key thing there was the week before last, when the company threatened to make pilots redundant or transfer them to Poland. I think that really changed the mood among the pilots, and they said, well, look, this company has said it's going to recognise us, it's going to talk to our representatives. We're not going to have a situation where they try to frighten us into stepping down.
Six organisations in Donegal have received awards in the first ever National Lottery Good Causes Awards. The awards honour the inspiring work and commitment of thousands of projects, clubs and individuals across the country. The six organisations in Donegal to receive funding under the award is Killybegs GAA Club, Liquid Therapy Bundoran, Kilmacrenan Abbey Preservation Society, Pre-August Sport Family Centre, the Donegal Youth Service and Angrenan Theatre. Miriam O'Donoghue is from the National Lottery.
It's really incredible the stories that these awards have thrown up in the last month or so. We were really bowled over by the quality of entries we received from Donegal and all over Ireland, and at all the amazing and inspiring work that's been done in communities thanks to Good Cause funding. And I think it's something, it's fair to say, that you know, people aren't really aware of enough, and it's something that we are on a mission in terms of raising awareness about that. I mean, the entries from Donegal were spectacular, I have to say. The judging panel had a really hard time in picking the winners, and certainly, you know, it gives a great spread and great idea of all the great work that's been done, you know, in arts, youth, health, sport, etc., and heritage across Donegal. We had 530 entries in total from all over the country for these awards. I think that was double what we had expected when we launched them. And certainly, I think we've tapped into something with the awards, because there's lots of major awards, you know, in the country celebrating various, you know, aspects of Irish life. But I think what's unique about these awards is that it's digging into parishes and villages and small communities right around the country.
ISPCA has confirmed a closure notice has been served on a premises in County Roscommon where 86 dogs were rescued last week. They were found in what is believed to be an unlicensed dog breeding facility and were being kept in very poor conditions. Kevin McGinley is a senior inspector with the ISPCA. He says action is being taken to ensure dog breeding will no longer take place there.
I can confirm that in consultation with Roscommon County Council over the last number of days there, that a closure notice has been issued in respect of that particular property. So we're confident that, you know, no more breeding will take place at this facility.
And it's now 13 minutes past five and time for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We're going to start with Gaelic Games, and the All-Ireland Ladies Football Championship semi-final between Cork and Donegal has been put back a week. It alleviates a fixture clash for dual players Libby Coppinger and Hannah Looney. The game was due to take place on the same day as the Rebels All-Ireland Camogie semi-final against Tipperary. It'll now take place on the 25th of August. And another Gaelic Games news, Tyrone have made just the one change to their team for Sunday's All-Ireland Senior Football Championship semi-final against Monaghan at Croke Park. Rory Brennan, he comes in at cornerback. Connor Myler's the player to make way. He was injured in last week's win over Donegal in Ballybuffet. That game, Tyrone against Monaghan, is on Sunday at 3:30. The other semi-final gets underway tomorrow at 5 o'clock, Dublin playing Galway. There's a semi-final action in hurling here in Donegal this weekend. It's the Senior Hurling Championship semi-finals. It's a double header. It's Burt playing Sean McCool's, and St Eunan's, they play Satanta. The first game gets underway at 5:30. The other one is at 7 o'clock. Another bit of Gaelic Games news. After a superb display in this year's Air Grid GA Under 20 Ulster Championship, Derry Under 20 footballer Callum Brown has been named as the Air Grid GA Under 20 Player of the Province for Ulster. The Limavady Wolfhounds GAC clubman landed this award for the role he played and getting his team to the Ulster final against Armagh and going on to lift the Danny Murphy Cup. Well, on to soccer, and the Irish Daily Mail FAA Senior Cup kicks off this evening with 14 teams looking to progress through to the second round. First Division Fun Harps, they travel to face Premier Division Bray Wanderers at the Carlisle Grounds. Chris Ashmore will have updates from that one tonight. Derry City, they're not in action until tomorrow, while Ulster Senior League champions Coghill Celtic, they're not playing until Sunday. Chris Ashmore previews this weekend's action.
Harps travel to face Bray Wanderers at the Carlisle Grounds. In the 20 years after the formation of the First Division, there was considerable rivalry between Harps and Bray, and the sides contested the 1999 FAI Cup final, which Bray won after a second replay. Bray are currently bottom of the Premier Division, while Harps are second in the First Division, and Harps are unbeaten in their last six league games. They've also six clean sheets in a row, a club record. So could there be an upset? Well, Finn Harps boss Ollie Horgan still thinks that the Wicklow team will have the advantage.
Even if we're at full strength and you had everybody there and everyone flying, I still think it would be very difficult to turn them over, and it has to be finished on the night. Bray will go for the cup. They'll probably look at the league being gone and will go for the cup and have players that are capable of beating anyone on their day. Despite the difficulties they have, you know, I think it might be a bridge too far, but only time will tell. We'll see. We've nothing to lose up there.
Meanwhile, last year's beaten finalists Dundalk are among the teams in action as well. They play host to Cove Ramblers, a side that dumped them out of the EA Sports League Cup. First Division leaders UCD entertain Pike Rovers. Local Dublin rivals Inchicore Athletic and St Patrick's Athletic meet at Richmond Park. Drogheda United play Shamrock Rovers, and Wexford face Bohemians. Derry City are not in action until tomorrow, when they go to non-league side Blarney. And Ulster Senior League champions Coghill Celtic are also in the first round of the cup, but they don't play Limerick until Sunday.
Chris Ashmore, they're an Irish Premiership this evening. Institute, who got off to a good start last week for their season, they have a tough assignment tonight. They've travelled to play Lunfield. Newry, they host Dungannon. The two games being played tonight at 7:45. Across channel, Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho insists his side are ready for the new Premier League season despite their failure to sign any new players on transfer deadline day. United, they raise the curtain of the new season this evening when they play host to 2016 champions Leicester City. Mourinho warned earlier this week that the side would face a difficult campaign if they failed to add any new players before the transfer window shut. United made no additional signings before yesterday's 5:00 deadline. Despite that, Jose Mourinho says his side are ready for Leicester tonight.
It's a match, an important match. We would prefer to have a couple of more days, but decision was to be the first to play, and that's it. We are ready.
That kicks off at 8:00 tonight. Another news, Roy Hodgson signed a new contract at Crystal Palace. The former England boss took over as manager in September when the club was bottom of the Premier League and led them to an 11th placed finish. He'll now stay until at least the summer of 2020. And Chelsea forward Mitse Batshuayi has joined Spanish side Valencia. He's gone on a season long loan. The Belgian had a spell on loan at German team Borussia Dortmund last season. Everton, they have announced the signing of defender Kurt Zouma. He joined on loan from Chelsea until the end of the season. The deal doesn't include an option to make the deal permanent next summer. There's a game taking place locally tonight. The Joseph Sheridan Memorial Cup final takes place in Rathmullen. Rathmullen Celtic face off against Kilmacrenan Celtic in the Cup decider. Kickoff in that one tonight in Rathmullen, 7:30. In athletics, Phil Healy will look to seal her place in the European Championships 200 metres final later this evening. The Bandon runner qualified automatically for the semi-finals this morning, finishing third in her heat in a time of 23.34 seconds. Healy goes in lane 6 this evening at 5-7 Irish time in the second semi-final. And Ciara McGeehan will compete in the 1500 metres final on Sunday evening in Berlin. She was second in her heat, finishing behind championship favourite Laura Muir of Great Britain to qualify for the decider. McGeehan says her focus is now on recovering for the final. And Thomas Barr helped Ireland to a season best time in the 400 metres relay. The Waterford man, who claimed bronze in the 400 metres hurdles last night, returned to the track, and the Irish team finished fifth in their heat. In golf, it's the final major of the season. The PGA Championship's taking place at Belrive Golf Club in St. Louis this weekend. The Irish don't get underway until a little later. Shane Lowry's at 1 under. He gets underway at 7 o'clock. Rory McIlroy's even par. He gets underway at 10 to 8. Patrick Harrington's 1 over. He starts at 20 past 7. And Paul Dunne's 3 over. He starts at 5 to 8. Well, the leader at the moment is Kevin Kisner. He's on 9 under par. Gary Woodland's 1 shot off the lead. He's on 8 under. They've both played 11 holes of their second round. Brooks Koepka is in 7 under. Brandon Stone, 6 under. Open champion Francesco Molinari, he's on 5 under, where he's joined there by Ricky Fowler. World number 1, Dustin Johnson, he's on 4 under par through 13 holes. Tiger Woods starts the day on level par. The projected cut is 1 over par. In cricket, it's a big weekend in the North West with the Irish Senior Cup, North West Premiership and Championship games all taking place. Highlands featured game is on Sunday when Strabane host Waringstown in the semi-final of the Irish Senior Cup. Our cricket correspondent Eamon McLaughlin previews this weekend's action.
A big weekend in North West cricket. Our featured game will be on Sunday at Strabane Park, where the home side entertain holders Waringstown in the semi-final of the All-Ireland Cup. Strabane will be underdogs, but they do have home advantage. On Saturday in the Premiership League, a lot of important games. Ardmore host Brigade. Brady can get another step towards clinching the title when they take on Coleraine. Fox Lodge have Dunamana as visitors, while Strabane travel to Eglinton. In the Championship on Saturday, St Johnson are away at Drummond.
Eamon McLaughlin there. In rugby, Ronan O'Gara has been inducted in the World Rugby Hall of Fame. The former Munster outhalf's the 11th Irishman to be installed into illustrious group. Australian legend Stephen Larkham and Welsh woman Lisa Burgess are also among the latest crop of inductees. And finally, for this evening in rugby, Leinster, they take to the field for their first pre-season game this season as they face US Montauban. New signing Joe Tomani will make his first appearance in blue when he starts at inside centre beside Rory O'Loughlin. Rhys Ruddock will captain the province from open side flanker. Kickoff is at 7:30 Irish time. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be Saturday Sport tomorrow, which is 2 to 6. Don't forget, Chris Ashmore will have updates from Bray this evening when Finn Harps are in FAI Cup action from kickoff time at 7:45. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. There were 10 people awaiting admission to Letterkenny University Hospital today, according to the INMO. No patients were on trolleys in the hospital's emergency department, while 10 were waiting on wards or in overflow areas. 326 people were awaiting admission to hospitals nationally, an increase of 6% on the same day last year when there were 307 patients on trolleys. University Hospital Limerick was the most overcrowded, with 43 patients awaiting admission there, followed by Cork University Hospital. And finally in news, more than a quarter of €1 million believed to be linked to crime has been seized in Drogheda, County Louth. Officers investigating organised gangs found the cash at a halting site in the Mell area yesterday afternoon. Cocaine believed to be worth €5,000 was also seized. No arrests have been made and investigations are ongoing. And for weather now, a mix of sunny spells and scattered showers today. Dry with clear spells tonight and lowest temperatures of 4 to 6 degrees and light southwesterly or variable winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the sister of one of the OMA bombing victims says survivors and victims' families have been let down by the Irish government. It comes as they prepare to mark the 20th anniversary of the bomb attack that killed 29 people. Police are investigating the circumstances surrounding the sudden death of a man in Strabane. The man's body was discovered in a house in the Derg Villas area of the town shortly after 9 o'clock yesterday morning. New figures have revealed that over 500 young people in Donegal are in long-term unemployment. Figures from the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection show that 555 people in Donegal under the age of 26 are in receipt of Job Seekers Alliance, Job Seekers Benefit or are signing for credits for 12 months or more. And Donegal is one of the counties leading the way in water conservation. It's emerged that metered households in the county had one of the lowest average consumption levels in the country in 2016. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuked with Colm Farter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shewer Mahasa Colm Farter and Charlene Priest Guilty. Tasha Barty, a garum skull na manistra, a malahun and all, go got her to slahinid gelige, a toshert na skullbliana and vi shahogging. Kor her lahar a jehish, fui lai, er foil di fashud, a bawailofa, a goj a jehish, fridge van the geliga oil, agus kor her hour, coraclam and chastis, sochery, er foil, mer coj den kid galtanus, at a genta eg banistiok na skulla. Jennifer Masunu Laninach, er in solahar, le lin ke and kid trevsha, an inage agus is margalar eilev tishmahori etula a charter an tervish foil. Ta three kid quigus an evili euro cadiche egan run geltach ta geliga agus na helen la hai ober fiosahan a umperama chela elan harter costa gunan all. Emas na luntus cadiche na fihe vili euro a caihers ebraha eg bohr an chas solish aran war agus lonuhar ya crane costa shardus of kuig vili euro an chun elan hari agus eke mahra rorti. Tá sé fógríthe ag Forras na Gaeilge go bhfuil áit lárnach ag an ngéalaigh ag chóiltas ceoltarí éirinn agus ag phláiciúil na hÉireann in ratha d'aithe. Idir an tríú láidéag agus an níú láidéag den mhí seo, le go leor imeachtaí ar siúl, rangana, turais, léachtana, ceadlan, spríd a haillí agus ceol agus éireann as Gaeilge. Tá gath olas ag Forras na Gaeilge bunkaí. Agus tá sé fógríthe ag bhliain na Gaeilge chomaith i dteanta le Festival Republic go mbeidh siad ag chomhoibriú thógra speisialta ag an picnic lectra ia bhí a thairteag sa trádhaile a chun Lisha, Champala, Offigulda, Offigulda Geltachta, a Wanu, Hiv Nefelia. Shol her lower gars guilty ours and you a college of region ran the first year is a Macapulin do and Fihidu Falshahan the Hodge Padrigo Wheel as ran the first year Lewis and Knusa and Ta Le Sholu ega heart a clog agus a Sholu and Ela Kyol Vliantul Lunyog Lunasa in Yidora Rare Lehemakti agus Leri Hakyol Varti had done Jerus Shaktinya, but ya Kyol Kurum the Hodjan Akadiv Kyol tradition to Etul and Cranog on Anokt agus Saniha Amwara Staga Olas ega Lunyog Lunasa Bunk IE. Shemachodja Erigulier Slanagus Banakt.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, August the 10th. The death has taken place of Jim Loughlin, 74 Glenwood Park, Letterkenny. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock, going to his daughter Carrie's residence, 9 Windmill View, Glencar, Letterkenny. Funeral on Monday morning at 10 o'clock in St. Junan's Cathedral. Interment afterwards to Cornwall Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desired to Donegal Alzheimer's Association, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Eugene McLaughlin, 80A Castlefin Road, Castlederg. Eugene's remains will repose at his late home from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Funeral from his late home on Monday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St. Patrick's Church, Castlederg. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers placed to the Cume World Trust, Newry, care of Charles Lynch, funeral director. The death has occurred of Rosie Lynch, née Coyle, 27 Letterkearn Road, Castlederg. Rosie's remains are reposing at her late home. Funeral from her late home on Sunday morning at 11:15 for Mass at 12 noon in St. Francis of Assisi Church, Drumna Bay. Interment afterwards in St. Mary's Cemetery, Cairncorn. The death has taken place of Patricia Taylor, née Lynch, Bell House, Dunmore Road, Tuam, County Galway, formerly of Lifford, County Donegal and Northfield, Birmingham. Remains reposing at her late residence tomorrow evening from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Private removal on Sunday afternoon going to the Cathedral of the Assumption, Tuam for funeral mass at 12:30. Cremation afterwards in Shannon Crematorium at 3:30. The death has taken place of Greta Donnelly, 14 West Hill, Letterkenny, house strictly private at the request of the deceased. Funeral tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St. Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, interment afterwards to Newleck Cemetery. The death has taken place of May Wade, née Craig, Belmont Derry and formerly Thorndale. Fiona leaving her brother-in-law Herbie Wade's residence, 98 Ballyarnet Road, Belmont, tomorrow morning at 20 past 10, going to St Bridget's Church, Carn Hill, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, interment afterwards in City Cemetery. The death has taken place of Kathy McDermott, née McCrossan, 8 Newton Street, Strabane, and formerly of Baron Dunamana, remains reposing at her home. Fiona leaving her home tomorrow morning at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road at 10 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please to Lickpatrick Parish, Care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. And the death has taken place of Joe McDevitt, 15 Prospect Road, Inchinnaigh, Claddy. Remains reposing at Lawrence Holland's home, 15A Prospect Road, Inchinnaigh. Fiona leaving there tomorrow morning at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery.